Is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Oh yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yeah, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Take charge of your upgrades at T-Mobile.com.
Phone now via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. 1 year upgrade requires financing, qualifying device and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
Fall is just around the corner and home is the center of it all. At Ashley, seasonal decorating's a breeze with their range of designs and materials. Snuggle up on a family-friendly sectional or an ultra-modern sofa. Or gather outside and enjoy the crisp, cool air with a new fire pit or conversation set. From minor refreshes to total overhauls, Ashley has the essentials to make your home fall functional and fabulous. Shop in-store or visit ashley.com today.
Alrighty, hour number three of our radio program. That's right, it is the Zach Gelb Show. Coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. Kickoff coming your way 15 minutes from now for week two of the NFL season between the Minnesota Vikings and the Philadelphia Eagles. Over under is 49 points, and the spread is Eagles by 6. Yesterday I thought this was going to be a blowout. Today I did wake up thinking that this was going to be 27-24 Philadelphia. So I guess by that I am taking the over, and I am plussing the 6 points with the Minnesota Vikings, even though I think Philadelphia will win the game. The number I really like is plus 210, plus 215 on an anytime touchdown by Dallas Goedert. Last week, Dallas Goedert, who I still think is one of the more underrated tight ends in the National Football League, no catches. And they've been talking about how they got to make it more of an emphasis to get him the football. I'm going to expect that that happens this week. We all know how dangerous of a player Dallas Goedert is, up against a soft defense as well in the Minnesota Vikings. And also, if I had to give you a little bit more of a similar situation here. Now, he did not get a touchdown last year when they did play, talking about DeVonta Smith. But DeVonta Smith last year, remember that big offensive game for the Eagles to open up the year against the Detroit Lions? It was 38-35. DeVonta Smith did not have a reception in that week one game. And then the next week, they made sure to target him 7 times. He had 7 receptions for 80 yards. So there's going to be an emphasis to get the ball to Dallas Goedert. I could see him getting like an 18-yard touchdown catch or something along those lines in the red zone for the Philadelphia Eagles. So if the number last time I checked was at plus 210, plus 215, I would jump on that before kickoff on a Dallas Goedert anytime touchdown. And if you're feeling a little parlaying that, same game parlay, I may have looked into this if you couldn't tell. Plus 479, Dallas Goedert touchdown, Jake Elliott over field goals of 1.5 points. If you think that your boy Zach Gelb has been looking at some same game parlays this year to kick off the football season, you may be right. Because only someone that would be looking at a same game parlay for plus 479 of Jake Elliott over field goals, weird bet, and Dallas Goedert anytime touchdown would have that information. And what I mean by information is I looked at it on my betting app of choice. All righty, Hickey. One of my favorite segments that we do here each and every week in football season. It's this QB or that QB. That is the question, and you have the disclaimer.
That is right. This QB or that QB, the stipulation is this. We'll ask you two quarterbacks that are facing off each other. Which quarterback would you rather have on your team for this week and this week only? History, throw it out the window. Last week's performance, doesn't matter. Injuries, take into account. This is all about week two. The squads are equal. Which quarterback would you rather have that are facing off? Let's start with
Wait, before you start, though.
Okay.
I think we need to drug test you.
Drug test me? Why?
Yeah, there may be some performance-enhancing drugs that you're using. You have never delivered that disclaimer as great as you just did on the show.
Wow.
In the off season, you've been juicing a little bit.
I have been hitting the gym. Maybe I'm taking some stuff. They don't test here, at least not yet.
Spike, if you're listening, drug test Hickey tomorrow. I need to see if he's on the PEDs here.
All right, if any listener has some clean pee, I will. I'm in the market. I'll just say
Hickey will use a little M&M tube and.
Meet me in the back of the office, and we'll exchange some money there, that's for sure.
All right, I'm not going to rat out which one of my friends it was, but when we were in college, one of my friends needed to pass a drug test where it couldn't show any marijuana in his system because he needed to do this to apply for a job. So they had him show up to take the drug test. And one of his friend's little brothers, like it was only like 3 years younger than him, who was not maybe partaking in the marijuana, if we want to sound really old, he peed in an M&M jar for him, one of those M&M mini jars.
Wow.
Friend walked right into the drug test, poured the pee in, handed the cup right back, and then he ended up getting the job in college.
They don't watch you, huh? I figured they would watch you.
Have you ever been on a job interview where they watch you pee?
No, because I've never been at a job interview where they drug test you.
No.
That's my fault for not.
They do not watch you pee. This is not as if it's the NFL where you have that guy that sits there and it's his job to watch you pee to make sure that's a legit drug test. It wasn't like a big job or anything, but they just wanted to make sure that there weren't any drugs in the system. And my friend had to do a little urine swap.
Switcheroo. Yeah.
Switcheroo.
Doesn't hurt anybody. Doesn't hurt anyone.
He didn't go out there and have the fake stuff. You know, he didn't go in with the rubber, you know what, like it was Entourage to make sure that it was good to pass the drug test.
So anyway. Mini M&M's bottle. There you go. Take that home. Take
that
for
QB or that QB.
For use. Learned here only in the Zach Gelb show.
I really want to send my friend this clip of me talking about it because I could hear my friend now be like, bro, why would you say that on the radio? Why? I didn't say your name. I have a lot of friends. I'm a popular person.
Or the company.
I don't even remember the company. It was like really like a low job.
Oh, she's not even working there
just
anymore.
For college. No, it was like a college job.
He's clear.
The fact that they were concerned about smoking marijuana at this job, it's actually ridiculous. But anyway, what do you got?
All right, matchup of young quarterbacks here in the 1 o'clock window on Sunday. Packers at Falcons. Would you rather have Jordan Love coming off his big game or Desmond Ridder coming off a win, we'll say.
So the Falcons are my pick to win the NFC South. I'm standing by that pick, and I believe that pick will be true. But with that being said, the higher ceiling and the more explosive quarterback and the better quarterback is Jordan Love. So I would pick, if it's just based off the quarterbacks, Jordan Love over Desmond Ridder.
Josh Allen coming off a 4-turnover meltdown against the Jets on Monday night, taking on Jimmy G, who showed a gutty effort, 2 touchdown passes, scrambled on third down to help win the game for the Raiders. Again, week 2 only here.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Would you rather have Jimmy G or Josh Allen?
You know what? You should be ashamed of yourself.
Why should I be ashamed of myself?
Because all you've done the entire offseason is talk crap about the Raiders. And you've just put disgusting things out there when discussing the Raiders. And now you are pumping up the Raiders to kind of justify the Broncos, the team that you've been loving this offseason, the last 2 offseasons, to kind of justify the loss that the Broncos had to make the Raiders actually look like a decent team. I saw what you did there.
Hey, you know, now all of a sudden that's not a bad loss for the Broncos. You know, it's okay. But no, I actually cannot say that with a straight
face. What was the bet that you made last night?
I will dress up as Josh McDaniels with a stupid attire.
And hype him up for a minute.
I will give him a minute praise. I was going to say speech. But I'll give him a soliloquy of 1 minute about how great he is. If the Raiders finish with a better record than the Broncos, Terry, on the other hand, has
to. In Sacramento?
Yes. Has to eat. We agreed on this because he called back.
He called you back?
He called me back to get the stipulations correct.
As a kid? You did what was it? Wasn't star 67? That's what's blocked the number. What's the thing that you would call if you got a number that you didn't register to try to see who it actually was and it would call them back?
Oh, I do not know.
Was it? I don't think it was 311. That's the when you have to be like Peter Schwartz and be a narc and report people.
That's right. Yes.
I forget what the number.
The neighborhood
was.
Tattletale line,
yeah,
basically.
But go ahead. Terry has to do what?
Oh, so he will eat. He said he.
And he was the
pinky,
one that brought this up.
Yes. Pinky sized crickets. He's going to eat the number of crickets that the win differential is. So if the Broncos win 10 games, the Raiders win 7,
he'll eat
3 pinky sized crickets.
Ooh, it's disgusting.
So he volunteered. He's claimed he did it before, does not like it, which I hope he's not, you know, pulling our leg here and now just doing something he likes, and I'm going to be the only one suffering if I lose, but. That's
so
the bet.
I want to say go Raiders because I want to see Hickey have to just go on and on and on about Josh McDaniels. But then also the cricket thing seems quite intriguing.
And I thought they're going to be like mini crickets. Like, look at your pinky. It's a decent sized cricket.
Are the crickets alive?
No.
I'm just making sure. I don't want to have PETA calling me, and then the next thing you know, we make national news, and I have reporters outside the studio saying, what the heck are you running here at CBS Sports Radio?
It's just like the Mariners who do the grasshopper, fried grasshopper, I think it is. I forget the exact delicacy they have at their stadium, but same concept.
Didn't they serve that like a hot dog or something?
Yeah, something like that, or just even a bag of grasshoppers, something like that. But same thing, yeah, they're dead, so not alive.
Anyway, to answer your question, it's Josh Allen. Every day of the week over Jimmy Garoppolo.
Lamar Jackson or Joe Burrow?
Ooh, good question. I'm going Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow coming off a bad game. I think Joe Burrow has a monster performance. Bengals even up their record on the season to 1-1.
Geno Smith or Jared Goff?
Man, this could be the toughest one of the weekend in terms of which QB would you rather have. I'm going to say Jared Goff. I just think Jared Goff will be good. Like, he'll be solid throughout the entire season. I feel as if Geno Smith, it's going to be a roller coaster ride this year, which may end up being a great ride at the end, but there's going to be some good moments. There's going to be some bad moments with Geno Smith, where Jared Goff will just be, I don't think you ever look at him as great, but you're never going to look at him as bad this year.
Which QB would you rather have for week two, Justin Fields or Baker Mayfield?
I think I'm going Baker. I'm believing in Baker this week, where Justin Fields, I said this in the last hour, people set him up to fail this year. And he did some of it to himself, but I don't like the start for the Bears, and the hype train for Justin Fields was just running at a speed that I couldn't catch up to and register at this offseason.
Let's see your feelings about how down you are in the Kansas City Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes or Trevor Lawrence, who would you rather have this week?
So I think the Jaguars are winning the game, and there's a hook now. It's Kansas City -3.5. Yesterday was at 3. I love the Jags this week, but I'm never going to pass up on having Patrick Mahomes as my quarterback. With the quarterbacks that are in football right now in the year of 2023. If a Brady guy was still playing, it'd be different. It'd definitely be Tom Brady, but I'd still rather have Mahomes over Trevor Lawrence.
Battle of top five picks down in H-Town. Would you rather have this week Anthony Richardson or C.J. Stroud?
Anthony Richardson. Because I know this, Anthony Richardson at least going to run for a bunch of yards. And he does have the ability to have a big arm as well. I think C.J. Stroud, his ceiling just a good quarterback, which long-term may be better. But the early appeal, the unknown about Anthony Richardson, I'm intrigued by that. So I'll go with Anthony Richardson.
History in this next matchup. First time ever in NFL history, we are seeing a first overall drafted quarterback and a last overall drafted quarterback face up against each other. Brock Purdy versus Matthew Stafford. Who are you taking?
This is the first time, really, there's been a number one overall pick up against Mr. Irrelevant.
Think about it. How many times has Mr. Irrelevant?
Yeah, it's a good point.
A quarterback and or making it.
Yeah. I'd go Stafford. He's a better quarterback, but the Niners will win the game.
Let's just keep it going because they're in the news. Zach Wilson or Dak Prescott?
Can I have Aaron Rodgers?
Aaron Rodgers with one Achilles,
yeah,
or Dak Prescott with both Achilles healthy?
Dak. Stop being a troll. Even asking that question. You couldn't even say it with a straight face. Dak Prescott.
Sam Howell or Russell Wilson?
Russ. That was easy.
All right, two more here. Let's go to Monday night games. A little doubleheader action. Remember, two games now on Monday night this week. 7:15, 8:15, 7:15, New Orleans at Carolina. This week, would you rather have Derek Carr or Bryce Young?
Derek Carr.
Nice and easy, nice and simple. And finally, Deshaun Watson or Kenny Pickett?
I'd rather have Deshaun Watson, but I did not like what I saw from Deshaun Watson in week one. They were the better team, the Cleveland Browns up against the Bengals, but the offense basically did nothing there for the Cleveland Browns. But I would go with Deshaun Watson. I'm surprised you didn't ask me about two teams here.
Really?
Yeah.
What did I miss?
What about Justin Herbert or Ryan Tannehill this week?
Bad job by me. Probably the best and toughest question you'll ask.
Well, it's Justin Herbert is the answer.
I don't know. I think a lot of teams take Ryan Tannehill.
Ryan Tannehill stunk last week.
he was terrible. He was great for the Saints defensive backs.
But I'm just saying, in terms of asking the question, everyone says a lot of people say Justin Herbert's overrated. I don't lie in that camp. I just thought it was intriguing to ask with two teams that we talk about a lot.
Are you sure you are not just hanging around Anthony Gallo too much, noted Broncos fan, but also noted Justin Herbert hater?
I think there is a loud contingency of people that say that Justin Herbert is overrated. I don't believe in that, but I do think those people exist. Now, here's one more. Alabama quarterbacks. Tua Tagovailoa or Mac Attack, Mac Daddy, Mac Jones.
Do you have your guys back?
I love Mac. Mac's my dude, but you said this week only. How can I go against Tua Tagovailoa right now?
Nice. Nice.
He's healthy right now.
Only this week only. I'll take Tua over Mac. Nice save. I give you credit. You used the loophole there, right? To not throw your guy into the bus completely.
Oh, there is a great photo of myself and Mac Jones. I look like I could be his offensive lineman. It's a phenomenal photo that we took together at the Super Bowl 2 years ago. It used to be my Twitter profile picture, but after the chaos of last year, I had to take it down. Mac has to earn that right back to be my Twitter profile picture.
Wow. So you're kind of, in a way, on Team Bill here by saying had Matt Patricia, it's still, hey, Mac, play better.
No. Please. No one told you. Hold on. Remember Michael Holly? You know Michael Holly, right?
Yes.
Michael Holly came up to me at the Super Bowl this year.
This year, okay.
And said, Zach, I remember last year when you were freaking out on Radio Row when it was suggested that Matt Patricia was going to be the offensive coordinator. And he goes to me, you were absolutely right. You nailed it right from the start. So I'm not taking Bill's side in that. I love Bill Belichick. But Bill Belichick was a moron last year in having Joe Judge and Matt Patricia running that offensive side of the ball. Made no sense whatsoever. So it's not me defending Bill by changing the profile picture. Can I give you the truth about this?
Sure.
Someone created a great profile picture of me. They did all these drawings and all these fancy drawings, and then I threw it up there. And in the playoffs, I did the profile picture of me and my dear friend Deion Dawkins as well. You know, Channing Crowder set the tone tonight, dropping names left and right. So I have to drop a few names there too. So that was the change history. Two pictures in between. Myself and the You Already Schnow guy, Deion Dawkins, and then just this picture that a listener created of myself.
So you sold out to yourself. That's basically what you said. You'd rather have a picture of you looking good by a drawing versus you and Mac.
Mac starts humming. Mac gets his team to the playoffs, which I don't think is going to happen this year. Mac will be back in the
profile. Is it a one-game turnaround? Like, let's just say Mac, he throws for 350 yards on Sunday night. Three touchdowns.
No.
Patriots beat the Dolphins.
Nope.
Monday morning, you come in here with the profile picture changed?
Nope.
Playoffs?
Nope. I'm not you. I'm not you in terms of...
Oh, please.
I overreact to one game and
I
guarantee... After one game, that's you. Like, oh, it's the greatest thing ever. Oh, Russell Wilson after one half is back. Oh, it's Seattle Russell all over again. That's you. If you are in the questionable category, I need to see some longevity throughout the duration of the season. And Mac Jones is in the questionable category right now.
I think I'm in that category too. I definitely don't overreact to one game. I'm cool as a cucumber.
Yeah. You are
so
sarcastic.
Me and you are very
right
like there where I would agree. Mac's got to earn over a whole season. Not one game is going to switch it around.
Well, put it this way. You had a good week one, even though your picks were 1-2, and I did better than you in picks, and I was 2-1. But some of the teams you've been hyping up this offseason made you look good. No one's getting on the radio right now and saying Hickey is this clairvoyant Nostradamus person. You need to continue to prove that with those teams throughout the rest of the season.
So I'm not taking victory up yet.
You are walking around shrouding like a peacock around here. Oh, look at the Bucks. Oh, look at the Browns. Look at the Rams. But no mention of the Broncos, really.
Well, I think I took them to town. Again, I said on the show on Monday, if I was the owner of the Broncos, I would have made them walk home.
But like, here's the thing I don't get. When you get a bad take, you should acknowledge it just as much as you acknowledge the good take. Like, over the weekend, you said Colorado, there was no way. You were like Jay Norvell. You kind of look like Jay Norvell, too. You said that there's no way that Colorado is going to beat Nebraska. You were wrong. I didn't hear anything about that take. But the moment Texas beats Alabama, we get the Hickey retweet of, here is Texas, look at me. I threw out the Alabama piece of paper on the video that you put out there, and here's the Texas paper that I was hanging on the wall because you picked them. That's all I'm going to say. I just think you should be as equally loud when you're wrong compared to when you're right. And you're typing something, so you may be able to prove me wrong right here. So it's the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. We'll take a break and come on back after these short messages.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
I'm here to tell you about Pom Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.
This summer, you need clothes that you can wear anywhere. For that, look to American Giant t-shirts, shorts, jeans, and sweatshirts. American Giant makes everything in the USA, so when you buy, you create jobs and improve local communities all across the country. Shop summertime closet staples at American-Giant.com and get 20% off your order when you use code WA23 at checkout. That's 20% off at American-Giant.com with promo code WA23.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
All righty, welcome back in. It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Stream the NFL on Westwood One for free, sponsored by AutoZone. All season long, you can listen to every Westwood One broadcast on the NFL Live on the NFL app by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports or on the Odyssey app. Get in the zone, AutoZone. AutoZone's free battery testing and charging is available for free at your local AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Restrictions apply. This was on Believe, I believe. Wow, look at that on no pun intended. This is Giannis Antetokounmpo on one of the Bucks Believe podcasts.
As long as we play and we approach the game every single day the right way and we all sacrifice for a common goal, I can see myself being in Milwaukee Bucks for the rest of my career. But the moment I feel like people are not committed as I am to get that golden pin in the back, I am not. You know, I'm a Milwaukee Buck. But most importantly, I'm a winner. I want to win. And I have to do whatever it takes for me to win. And if there's a better situation for me to win the Larry O'Brien, I have to take that better situation.
So I think some people listen to that and they'll say, oh, it's concerning. Now, Giannis has talked about this even before this offseason in years past. This is now the second or third time I've heard it this offseason. This year and this offseason just feels different. And it's because of the way that last season ended and how frustrated Giannis Antetokounmpo was and how ugly it got with the media, with the whole, oh, you know, it's not a failure of a year. Stop asking me that question, where we all know it was a failure of a season. Now, I'm cognizant of the fact that you're not going to be able to win the championship every year, but when you lose in the first round, and I know the Heat ended up getting to the NBA Finals, but Miami was down in the second playing game with their season on the line with like 3 or 4 minutes to go, and you had all those leads and the team didn't show up. I know Giannis got hurt in the series. It's a failure of a year for the Milwaukee Bucks. And I think Giannis, who's been so good with compartmentalizing the outside noise is letting the outside noise finally get to him. And you have new ownership coming in. You have a team that had a championship window, won a championship. It was a great moment. We all know that. And then ever since, he's trying to get back there. And unfortunately, injuries have derailed this team the last 2 years with Chris Middleton in the playoffs, closer Chris 2 years ago. And then this past year, a mixture of injuries with Giannis Antetokounmpo and other players. I don't know what the Bucks are going to be able to do. And remember, as much as I love Milwaukee and rock with Milwaukee, I don't think they're going to be able to attract the right players again, where Chris Middleton took it to that next level. And then they were able to go get Drew Holiday via trade. I don't believe that magic is going to happen again. And ultimately, Giannis Antetokounmpo, who delivered the championship, is a legend in Milwaukee. And if he leaves, yes, there's going to be some people that say, oh, Giannis screwed the Bucks, blah, 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 blah. But I think the Buck fan, which is a savvy fan, will realize, well, they didn't put the team in the best position to win moving forward. And Giannis told you that every step of the way. And I do believe that this ultimately ends with Giannis leaving the Milwaukee Bucks. Now, will they get traded? Will this be in free agency down the road? That's still to be determined. But this year will set the stage for really how crazy this gets. And if they don't win the championship this year, or bare minimum don't get to the Eastern Conference Finals and put a belief back in Giannis that he could go win a championship with Milwaukee, then the Bucks start to have difficult decisions, because then that's the final year before the player option for that 2024-2025 season, with the player option being there for the 2025-2026 season. Hickey, the more and more I think about this, the more and more I hear this. And remember, I made a big push for Giannis to stay in Milwaukee. We had the hashtag, keep the Greek freak, sign that Supermax. The president of the Bucks, for crying out loud, Peter Fagan, called this show on the day where Giannis Antetokounmpo signed the Supermax to say, I'm doing one radio interview. It's with you because of how positive you've been. And he thanked me for kind of leading that charge. I don't feel good about this. I'm waving the flag here. I think, Hickey, Giannis, but time in Milwaukee you could start maybe counting it down. I would be surprised if he signs a long-term extension with the Milwaukee Bucks.
I would agree that he's leaving sooner rather than later. I think, though, he does sign the extension, because we've seen now, I mean, contracts, even
Giannis,
though they're big.
Giannis doesn't seem like that type of guy. And I know I could say that for a lot of people, but I kind of look at Giannis similarly to Damian Lillard, where I don't think they both want the drama, and Giannis doesn't want to be viewed as that bad guy. But here's the difference with Giannis and Damian Lillard. I do believe Giannis is not going to drag his feet here for several years. And if he starts to really realize that this team's not going to win another championship again, he won't continue to give this organization the benefit of the doubt like Damian Lillard has done for the longest time.
I guess the thing is, just for me, he's saying this now, right? I think as a warning to the Bucks and their fans of, hey,
new ownership too with the Haslams.
Right, like, you see what's going ahead. Like, it does not look like bright, sunny skies ahead for the Bucks in terms of having a wide-open championship window. I think Giannis sees that and recognizes that, and it's starting to get out ahead of, hey, look, I don't want to pull basically LeBron James and blindside you like the Cavaliers fans were blindsided when he made his decision to go to Miami. I'm kind of giving you a soft warning of, hey, this is in the works. If they lose in the second round, let's say, in the playoffs next year, and again, Chris Middleton's not great, and he's getting older, and Drew Holiday's struggling in the postseason shooting, Giannis is still under contract for another year. And so it's not like he can leave next offseason cleanly. That's why I think he does sign the Supermax, just because we've seen so many players sign it, get the money now, and then worry about how they're going to get out in a year or two later.
But last time, he waited up until the end. He waited all the way up until the end to make sure that long-term agreement was agreed upon. So if we're going by that, I don't think he's afraid to wait, because he knows someone will eventually pay him. And he knows someone will eventually pay him the Supermax.
Now I wonder if at this point he just knows it's more of a formality if he's leaving than it's like, cause like there's, I think he wanted to stay and we saw him stay.
I think he's giving them an opportunity. What I'm saying is, I don't really know what the Bucks could do. You need Chris Middleton to be healthy and be back to being closer Chris. And as much as Drew Holiday had a really good season, is Drew Holiday having a long remaining future in the NBA? Probably not, as like a really damn good player. You know, the guy's 33 years old, turns 34 in coming up in June. So he's getting up there in age, even though he just had a really good season in the regular season. And here's the tough part, and it just stinks. you look at Milwaukee, it's a city that I love to go to. But with that being said, it doesn't mean that players are flocking to Milwaukee. And they were able to make it work one time. I think it's really tough to bottle that back up and find a way to fine-tune it another time is the point that I'm making.
You're right. And they're also now, the Bucks are in a tough spot because of the new rules with the salary cap. It only makes it harder. Like, you're paying more of a luxury tax, so it's more expensive to now kind of run back these older teams. So it's harder for the Bucks too now to bring in more talent because the NBA is cracking down on these super teams and trying to create parity. So it's, they're in a really tough spot timing-wise too in that sense as well.
Can you see this happening? Just give me yes or no. I'm going to the odds right now for Giannis Antetokounmpo's next team. The favorite, plus 300, the Miami Heat.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Giannis is a Heat culture player, too.
Yes. Yes, he is.
But if I'm the Bucks, do you really want to trade into Miami? Right in the Eastern Conference? I know if you're getting rid of Giannis, you're resetting the entire franchise. So maybe you just try to get the most available. But I think the way that that works is it's a year from now where Damian Lillard doesn't find his way in Miami. Maybe you take on Bam Adebayo and you get a bunch of picks and Tyler Hero and things like that. And I'm not saying that you're jumping for joy if you're a Bucks fan, because you're never going to get anything that's worth up to what Giannis Antetokounmpo is. But you'd hear the team Miami, and I could see Jimmy Butler and Giannis Antetokounmpo playing on the same team.
You make a good point, though. Dame wants to go to Miami right now. The Blazers, there's nothing good on the table trade-wise for Miami that they can give him. And also, too, if they make that trade eventually, they got nothing left to trade for Giannis.
Toronto Raptors at plus 400.
I'm saying no.
It's weird because I could see, I don't want to call it a small market because we know like the power of the fan. We saw what Kawhi did there. But I feel as if that's a spot with it being a sport for the, you know, for the most part, most of these teams are in America, but the Toronto Raptors, I kind of feel as if that's like a place where Giannis could be left alone and you have a respected basketball mind there in Masai Ujiri. But with that being said, Is that a team that's really getting me personally excited? No, I would not want to see Giannis playing for the Toronto Raptors. What about the New Orleans Pelicans at plus 500?
I could see. That's a fun team. That's a fun team.
I don't see it whatsoever.
Him, Brandon Ingram, CJ McCollum.
Is Zion still going to be on that team?
No, I think you're moving off Zion at that point for the Pelicans.
Does Mariah Mills get traded as well in that deal?
Well, if you're the team trading for Zion, you hope no.
You know she's still tweeting about this stuff?
That was, what, 2 months ago?
I don't
know.
3 months
ago? That feels like a long time ago.
That ship has sailed. I don't need to see any more Mariah Mills tweets popping up.
Hang up
my
the
timeline.
Twitter there, Mariah.
Here's a team. Leon Rose, patient. I don't know if Giannis, put it this way. The Knicks would love to have Giannis. I don't know if Giannis would love New York. Now, you're a Knicks fan, so you're going to try to hype this up. But Giannis, it doesn't seem like he's the guy that loves the attention. You come to New York, you're the savior. You're the king. You're the guy that's going to bring the Knicks back. It would be championship expectations. And let me tell you this. Well, the Knicks don't make really anybody available anyway. But if you get in a press conference and you go, oh, yeah, this wasn't a failure when you lost in the first round to an 8 seed, that would not play well with like the Frank Isolas of the world, who I love.
That would not go well with anybody. But I will say this. If he doesn't, because he's been against super teams in the past, you go to the Knicks, you're going to a starved franchise that would, you would not a super team. So you could be, again, that almost Aaron Rodgers-like hero figure of the saviors here.
And your best player, I would say, and I like Jalen Brunson a lot, he's viewed as a really good player, not like a great superstar.
And he's one of those players, too, that if you do make a trade for Giannis, you can keep Jalen Brunson and pair him with Giannis. You don't have to be afraid of giving up something big in order to get something big back.
Philadelphia plus 750? I can't see him with Philadelphia. Him and Embiid on the same team, I don't see that whatsoever.
Well, I think that's, you would assume at that point Embiid's gone and you're building around Giannis.
Yeah, and also here's the other thing. Wasn't Giannis trying to get extra shots up in Philadelphia and there was that whole ladder, right? Dexter knows what I'm talking about.
Yep.
And he told like the person that was working on the hoop or whatever, you need to get out of the way, and he pushed over the ladder.
Yeah.
So Philly fans would recant all those takes bashing Giannis Antetokounmpo in a second for him, but I don't know. He may have to smooth over that beef with the person that was on the ladder.
It's the city of brotherly love. They'll
yeah. get it done. Yeah. And Giannis, if he loved Chick-fil-A, how about him sampling cheesesteaks? That would definitely be must-see stuff.
Mm.
Boston plus 900? You have to get rid of Jaylen Brown.
I was going
to
say,
that's a good trade chip, and I would do that in a second.
Right? Not a bad return in that aspect.
Clippers, please, no. Mavericks, it would be fun with him with Luka Doncic, but who are you giving up to go get a player of the caliber of Giannis Antetokounmpo?
Kyrie Irving.
What are the odds for the Clippers and Mavericks? I'm just curious.
Okay, the odds for the Clippers are plus 900. The Mavericks are plus 1,000. Wait, did I just hear you right? You just said Kyrie. You are really, you turned into a jackass.
I was joking. You said, what are you giving up? Yeah. There you go, Milwaukee. There's your answer.
That's
There's
a Jack
savior.
Stern type of take right there.
No, come on.
I'll be on New York Post later with Dexter Henry. Hey, Dex, how you doing?
I'm doing good. No comment there. No comment.
I'm just teasing. All right, you talked about him maybe not wanting to form a super team. Lakers at plus 1,000. Warriors at plus 1,100. Man, imagine Giannis with Steph Curry. I don't think either of those situations would end up happening, but that would be a whole lot of fun. And that's pretty much where we're willing to go. Oh, here's what. Who do you think has the lowest odds here?
Like 32 out of 32?
I gave you just basically like 20 teams, so it should be pretty easy
to figure out. The
lowest
odds to get him?
Lowest odds. Let's see. I have three people here. I have Rami, I have Hickey, and I have Dexter Henry. I just went through about 16 teams. Let's see if you guys can get. I eliminated like 16 or 17
like
teams for
teams.
You.
There's three teams. There's three teams for me that are going to be.
Lowest
there.
Odds. Who do you got?
I'm going to go with the Sacramento Kings.
Ooh. Actually, I don't even see the.
They're not even on there?
I don't even see the Kings
so
on
that
this
you're
one.
A winner then right there, Dex.
But that's
unlisted.
All right. So let me clarify this. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. So there's 16 teams.
A little more than half the league.
That are listed here. And we just went through probably about like 12 or 13 of them. Sacramento's a good one, though, with that young roster. I like that a lot. Hickey, what's your guess here?
So on, it's, okay, on this so, list. I was going to say the Thunder probably because they don't really spend a lot of money. But
the Thunder are not on this list.
So
this is via Odd Shark.
Bottom six. I'll go the Houston Rockets.
No.
So what that tells me is they took all the playoff teams from last year. That's what it is.
Well, every the team... Rockets are on this list.
Oh, they are on the list.
They're at plus 1,200, but it's not the lowest on this list.
Really? So lower than the Rockets, who had one of the worst records. Is it the Spurs?
No. Oh, that imagine.
I was going to say.
How does Wembanyama and Giannis Antetokounmpo work together?
Lower than the that's interesting. The Magic.
Brooklyn Robbie? Nets.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Brooklyn Nets.
The Brooklyn Nets at plus 2,500. You want to see Hickey just crumble and melt and freak out on the air? He doesn't say that he hates the Nets, but I know he does hate the Nets. If the Knicks don't get Giannis Antetokounmpo and the Nets do.
Listen, and I'm going to say this to you, Hickey. You're a Knicks fan. You root for the Knicks like I do. You ain't hating the Nets, man. You're not hating the Nets.
I'm not a Nets hater.
You are.
I was a Nets doubter, and I was proven right because everyone was ready to crown them. Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving went to town and said, this is not going to work, and they brought in James Harden. Then I doubled down and said, it's absolutely not going to work. I don't hate the Nets.
You're lying?
I don't root against them.
The legendary Bob Huesler, who used to do updates on the show before he retired. Bob, we love you. He used to do fill-in play-by-play for the Nets.
Yep.
And during every bad Nets game, and Bob's been emotionally invested with the team, Hickey be like, hey, Bob! How about that net score? What's shaking? You enjoying this
game? I would never do that to Bob. I love Bob.
That's cold. That's cold, man.
You know what?
I will tweak him with Michigan football for sure.
Michigan.
I love Bob. I would not drag him at the Nets.
I'm telling you, I heard it multiple times.
The Nets have the lowest odds, though.
Yeah, out of those 16 or 17 teams. That's very odd shark. Now, here would be the case.
People don't trust them if they get a superstar to get it right.
You have the picks. They have a ton of picks right now.
They do.
Because of the Kevin Durant trade.
They do, which is why you think their odds would be higher.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But what I'm saying is it goes to what Hickey's saying, right? Which is they messed this up with Kyrie and KD, and people are like, well, you get the stars there. Is it going to work?
So I don't fault them for trade. The Nets are just such an irrelevant franchise that, and this is, I grew up as a Net fan. I don't fault them for going all in.
No, you can't fault them.
It was just they didn't know when to tell KD, you need to stop hitching your wagon to Kyrie, and you could still have found a way to make this work.
I agree. I agree 100%. I think we've talked about this here before. And this is why but Dallas is not happening. Yeah. You can't trade.
Luka's going to leave too.
Yeah, you can't trade for a dude who can't. Well, you don't know if he's going to show up to work.
You know what? Let's do this. In this order, I know we got to take a break.
Yes.
Joel Embiid. Luka Doncic, Giannis Antetokounmpo. Who leaves their current team first?
Ooh, that's a great question.
I would say Embiid 1.
Luka 2.
Yeah, and Giannis 3. And I think Giannis is leaving. I never think Giannis is leaving. I think that's the right order.
I like that order. I agree with that
order. Hickey, real quickly, what's your order here?
Embiid 1, Giannis 2, Luka 3.
Luka 3. I think Luka gets fed up.
I think he's there for the long haul.
I think Luka gets fed up of Kyrie.
Yeah, but maybe Mark Cuban does some like Shark Tank deals or stuff like that to make sure that he stays there.
Maybe.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
When you need to know what's happening, it's time to get in the huddle.
Nobody's picking the Colts to win the Super Bowl, so let's just go learn, right?
Well, this is always going to happen. Jim Irsay's calling all the shots there. And the honky-tonk man didn't draft this kid where they drafted this kid to have him look great in practice and look awesome running the scout team. You know what I mean? But yeah, let's play this Minshew cat or whatever on Sunday. Like, no way.
Listen and subscribe to In the Huddle, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Can I get a refill, please?
No one wants to get sidelined by COVID-19, including me. I've got my work, my family. I want to be able to keep my plans. I'm getting this season's COVID-19 shot. It helps protect against COVID-19, which can cause severe illness and hospitalization. Learn about eligibility and schedule your COVID-19 shot on the CDC site vaccines.gov. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Oh, look who's here.